Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yeah, it feels unique. You know, normally those other events are at the back of a busy month-long tournament or so. This has been spread out over 2 years. So I think the mystery of playing India in a neutral country is, just really interesting. It's just so different to, I guess, a normal test match. So we're excited. We feel like we deserve a spot in the final and pretty excited.
A little bit of Pat Cummins on the World Test Championship final starts tonight. You'll hear it on SEN Australia v India live from the Kia Oval in London. Every ball across the SEN network and the SEN app. Adam Collins, Ravi Shastri, Pete Lawler headline the SEN call team. And Simon Arnold, good enough to join me. Welcome to you. Sod, great to have you back on. Former Australian cricketer, host of the Road to the Ashes series. You can download that today from your podcast store. And going to have a chat to him about the Dogs as well. But let's talk some cricket first. Welcome to you, Simon. Great to have you back on.
Yeah, Brian, good to be here.
So, tonight, you'll be sitting on the lounge, soaking it all in. What are we going to get?
We're going to get, I think, really exciting cricket. We're going to get two sides that it's hard to pick a winner from, you know, what you see on paper. And the Indians, they'll get a great amount of support at the Oval, and that'll be something I think that probably plays its hand a little bit as the game goes on. You know, the expats over there in the UK, the Indian expats, I think they'll play a major part in keeping the Indians, on their toes, and I expect just a ripping game of Test cricket.
What kind of pitch do we get? I presume they're going to want to get a result.
Yeah, they've got a reserve day if push came to shove. You generally always get a quicker pitch and a bouncier pitch at the Oval. It's the quickest and bounciest pitch in the UK. I don't think that's going to be any different. Probably the photos of the pitch 24 hours ago were a touch scary. They weren't as scary this morning, and they'll still shave that back a little bit further. But it'll have a green tinge to it, no doubt about that. But still, I think it's probably, from an Australian point of view, one of the better batting pitches in the UK, just because it plays in a similar manner to many of ours do here.
What kind of lineup are we going to field? Or it's more important, I suppose, to ask you about the bowling lineup, because that's the one that's been talked about the most.
Yeah, well, Scotty Boland comes in. You're going to have Boland, Cummins and Stark as our key frontline pacemen, and Nathan Lyon as backup, and then of course we've got Cameron Green, who's coming off a fantastic summer here and a really successful IPL. So, look, the Australians are going to have plenty of talent to get 20 wickets in this Test match. I think there's a little bit of heat on Pat Cummins to find that bit of form that he struggled a little bit during our Australian summer. We're going to want him to lead from the front here, and I think he'll really want to and put his stamp on what is a very important tour for Australia and a very important tour for his captaincy.
And Dave Warner, what are we going to get from Dave, do you think? Not just in this Test Championship, but in the Ashes in general.
Did you see his press conference the other day?
I did, yes.
I loved it. I sort of thought, he's just setting himself. He's leaving himself a little out there and I suppose open to criticism. He's opened himself up to say, I've set myself to get here. And I think that's the way he likes things. He likes people think, you've got no hope. And when Broad gets hold of you and Mohammad Chami gets hold of you, mate, you're no hope. Your career's over. And I think he's used that press conference and what he said and where he's placed himself to say, right, This is the last chance to learn, and I'm going to give it my best shot. And I must admit, I've got an expectation that he's going to be a real player over the next 6 weeks, not only this World Test Championship, but also the Ashes.
And England play a different style, baseball cricket. How are we going to go against that? And will we play it? Will we counter what they're doing? How's it going to unfold, the Ashes?
Well, they've taken a couple of good sides apart. You know, when they, we probably were, had our first good look at baseball was when, you know, they started to tear into the New Zealand attack earlier in the year, and they did that really well. I mean, you had Joe Root, you know, playing reverse sweeps off quick bowlers. Like, it was sort of, wow, what the hell is going on here? So whether they've got that sort of freedom in an Ashes series without it playing on their mind is going to be, you know, interesting. Whether the coach gives them the sort of license he had in lesser series, it's going to be very... You have to be a really courageous coach, I think, to do that, because, you know, you get one or two down in Ashes series, very hard to get back in it. So they've got to be faultless early doors and not open the door and give Australia an opportunity. So I'm really excited to watch that. I'm not sure where it lands. If it's baseball that we saw in New Zealand, it's going to be hellish and exciting and be interesting to see if they do start to get away with it, Dwayne, whether the Aussies have got a plan B to fight back and you know, try and come back at them as hard as they're going at them, particularly with the bat.
So who wins the World Test Championship and who wins the Ashes?
Look, I think we do. I think the World Test Championship, I just think our pace bowlers have got something up their sleeve. And when I say that, you know, a Pat Cummins coming back into, you know, his number one bowler in the world form, you can get somewhere near that. I think he's the linchpin that can make sure we win the World Test Championship. The Ashes, I'm buggered if I know, Dwayne. I just can't wait because I just want to see what the Poms bring to the table. And, you know, that could shake you right up. You know, I suppose it's a footy game and, you know, they just play the backs up forward and the forwards up back. It's what they bring there and how they get away with it and how they can handle that extra pressure of the Ashes. It's going to be so interesting come June 16.
Speaking of footy, you won't be watching the cricket tomorrow night. You'll be watching the Dogs in Port?
Friday night. This is what I'll do. I'll have the footy on the telly and the test in my ear on SEN. How's that sound?
The boy's going all right. He goal and what took four good marks last week. Had six good kicks. He did okay.
Yeah, he's finding his way. Dwayne, you know, it's a big step, and it's been just fantastic to watch and fantastic to watch what they've asked him to do and how he's gone about trying to do it. So, now look, as you are, you're just a sponge at this age. You're learning so much and you're taking it all in and you're genuinely excited. We remember those days fondly. They were a hell of a long time ago, but we do remember them fondly. And you know, he's a kid in a lolly shop, as I'm sure all youngsters in the AFL are. You know, they're living their dream. So, you know, they couldn't be having a better time in life.
Do you talk to him straight after the game? How's he going? How's he going mentally? And is he having some fun?
We banned him on Saturday night. We don't go in the losers' rooms. We're out of there. Right. I'm going down there. I stay out of the road. Always have. If they ask a question, I'm very happy to answer it. But I never poke my nose in, particularly with the way footy's played there. I wouldn't have a clue what they're up to. But he's enjoying himself and. And look, it's been a really good community, the Bulldogs, for the youngsters and their welfare and how they look after young men. So I think that's a credit to them. And we're really happy where he is and we're enjoying just watching him develop in front of our eyes.
Yeah, wish him the best. Simon, great to have you on and good to be able to pick your brain and can't wait for tonight either. We'll talk soon.
It's a sport fest, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be a ripper and we're not going to get much sleep, which is kind of what we like anyway. Plenty to talk about on this show every day, which is going to be nice. You can catch every ball of the 2023 World Test Championship final between Australia and India live from the Kia Oval in London from 7 p.m. tonight across the SEN network and on the SEN app. And if you want to watch James O'Donnell and the Bulldog Boys or you want to watch tomorrow night, all the games covered on SEN and AFL Nation across the next week of footy. Lost in the wash, that's it. For work like a Carrum Downs and packing and workwear for wherever you work, although there is one Late bit of breaking news, Nick Natanui has been ruled out for the rest of the 2023 season after requiring surgery on his Achilles. So not good news there.